Okay, we're back today with Karen with the it's a kinetic thing with Karen Kay. And today we're actually going to talk about peptides, which is kind of a really growing popularity. And so I wanted to dive deep a little on the peptides and how they work.
Okay. Yeah. So peptides, like you said, are growing rapidly in popularity. They're just small chains of amino acids that our body produces naturally. So the probably most common peptide known to man, but people don't realize it's a peptide, is insulin, you know, which was developed way back in, I believe, the 20s. And, you know, your pancreas produces insulin to help you break down and regulate your blood sugar. And so that's the longest known peptide, but now we're identifying more and more peptides. We're able to replicate them and identify what they do in the body. So as I think the U.S. as a whole is starting to move more towards natural path and more disease, instead of, you know, treating disease after the fact with a pill, we're looking more at trying to solve an illness or prevent one. And so peptides play a big part in that.
And aren't the weight loss injections considered peptides too?
They are. Yeah. They're, okay. You know, they're classified as GLP-1, and that stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. So that's the new, most greatest, biggest thing is those weight loss injections.
Okay. So you might have mentioned this earlier, but explain what a peptide actually is. What it's made out of. Did you say that earlier and I just missed it?
I did. A peptide is considered a chain of amino acids with 20 or less amino acids in a chain. So okay. Just small chains of amino acids naturally produced. We have tons of them in our body. We just, like I said, are starting to A, identify them, and B, be able to replicate them.
So as you get older, we've always had them, but as we get older, they deplete just like everything else depletes as you age.
Exactly.
Okay. So there's all sorts of peptides.
There is. There's
kind of for everything.
Yeah. There's a different one for everything. Most of them are so much safer than drugs, if you will, and do a lot of things as far as turning on functions in our body or upregulating those functions so that our body works better.
And what are some of the more popular ones that you guys are really using now?
The ones I'm seeing a lot, obviously, are the GLP-1s, which are the once weekly weight loss injections. Mm-hmm. That is all the buzz. BPC-157, that stands for Body Protective Compound 157. It's pretty amazing in healing your gut. So if you have IBS, you have a leaky gut, you have Crohn's disease, ulcers, taken orally, BPC-157 does great. You can also inject it into the fat layer or around any soft tissue or bone injury, and it will completely speed the healing. So a lot of what we're seeing with pro athletes now, we're used to, they'd sprain an ankle and be out for 6 or 8 mm-hmm. weeks, and now they're back in a week or two. It's because they're injecting peptides, usually something like BPC-157, into that injury, which speeds the healing.
So actually into where the injury is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's also great if you have overall inflammation. It really calms inflammation. It helps regenerate nerves.
Wow.
So they actually use it for burns, to speed healing, eye, like corneal abrasions, injuries to your eye. Works great for that as well. So that's one I would say we probably are selling a lot of right now that people like. Another one I think that's all the buzz right now is the NAD Plus. Mm. And that's nicotinamide. Adenine dinucleotide. I always have a hard time getting that one out.
See why.
But it really, we have a longevity gene in our body, and that feeds it. It's fertilizer for that gene. So if you want just overall anti-aging, overall better health, better immune system, again, decrease inflammation, decrease insulin resistance, which can lead to cardiometabolic problems, diabetes, weight gain, NAD is a great being a great amino acid to nourish your genes.
That one you hear a lot about.
You're hearing a lot about that one here lately. A couple other ones that I probably see a lot. One is melanotan 2. Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
It's been nicknamed the Barbie peptide. And the reason for that is, just like it sounds, it increases melanin production. And melanin is what's in your skin that helps you tan. So you see somebody with a really dark, beautiful tan, they get it really fast, they're probably taking melanotan. But it also really helps with sexual dysfunction. So it improves libido for men. It helps improve erectile dysfunction.
Wow.
It has, again, anti-inflammatory properties, and it has some appetite suppression properties without the things that the old type appetite suppressants, mm-hmm. the drugs do. It doesn't make you nervous or jittery or things like that. Again, it also reduces inflammation. It's protective of your neuropathways, and it's also protective of your heart. So they call it Barbie because you get skinny, you're tan, and you have a high libido.
That's so funny. So it's really crazy that they peptide, even though it's specific for one thing, it actually helps a lot of other things, which is really great.
It does have other functions. There's another one called PT-141, which is a split off the melanotan. So it takes away the tanning portion of it, but it still helps with the appetite suppression, sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction. So we use it a lot for that if people aren't wanting to get tan.
Yeah. So does the tan, explain the tanning piece of it. You do still have to get in the sun for it to work.
You do still need some sun or UV light exposure. If you're someone that never tans, you only freckle, you're going to freckle more. You're probably not going to tan much. But if you're someone that maybe, like myself, gets pretty pale in the winter but tans really well in the summer, it can get you super tan super fast.
So interesting. I think I was telling you about it one time, but when I finished chemo, I went to an IV place here to just get some, you know, high dose vitamins to feel better. And the guy that was the nurse, I guess he was an EMT, but he did that on part time. He walked in. I was there. I would go like three times a week. So I was there on Monday. He looked normal. I came in on Wednesday and he was this bronze and he was very muscular with all these, you know, huge biceps. Uh-huh. And he was this bronzed guy. I'm like, what in the world? And he told me he was doing the peptides, but I hadn't heard of peptides at the time. Yeah. And I was so freaked out about that. I thought, how in the world can you get that tan in 2 days? But with just taking something,
yeah,
I thought he must be messing with major drugs. But then now it's pretty common and you hear about it all the time.
Yeah, that's what our skin does naturally to get tan.
Is yeah.
The sun stimulates melanocytes. So melanotan just speeds up that process.
I remember you had it last year and you were tan. It looked good.
I love it. I love it. You don't have to spend nearly as much time in the sun or
which
with
is
the sun
healthier.
Screen. Yes.
Yeah.
You do have to be careful if you have a history of melanoma, you wouldn't be a candidate for it.
Right.
If you freckle really easily, you're probably just going to freckle more from it. So pluses and minuses to it. But for a lot of people, they love it.
Yeah, I bet. Plus all the other benefits from it. You're going to gain a lot just by taking it.
Absolutely.
And so do you have more that you were going to go over?
Okay. Yeah. So another one we use a lot, there's a couple. And what they do is they help your body release more human growth hormone, which, you know, as we're kids, we have a ton of human growth hormone running around. That's what gets us to grow up and get tall and things like that. Uh-huh. But when we take straight human growth hormone, there is some risk to that. When we just stimulate our body's natural human growth to release more, it doesn't have nearly the side effects or risk from it. So one that we use a lot is CJC-1295, and it works great if you've had a significant soft tissue injury. So they're using it now for burn recovery.
Oh, wow.
Does amazing. It also helps with muscle recovery. So our gentlemen that work out hard, they want to shred fat, they want to build muscle, they don't want to be sore for 3 days after they go to the gym. We usually use a combination of the CJC 1295 with ipamorelin in it, which is another growth hormone releasing factor. The Ipamorelin is really nice because it helps improve your bone growth and slows down. You know, our bones are constantly breaking down, rebuilding. So it helps slow the breaking down, helps improve the growth. If you've had a big GI surgery, it really heals that afterwards. And then the other thing it does is it is an agonist or does the opposite effect for ghrelin. So you may have heard about leptin and ghrelin, mm-hmm. and people that have a lot of ghrelin, they tend to not ever get full and they overeat and they just don't have that signal in their brain that shuts off that. And it also tends to slow their metabolism down. So we add that Ipamorelin with the CJC. You get great muscle recovery. You get fat shredding. You get some appetite reduction. It works great.
So would that be good for someone with the bone repair for with osteoporosis, or is that going to help with that or no?
It may help some. Definitely would help slow down the loss of bone.
Okay.
Don't know that would be first line for it, but definitely could help.
Could help. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's definitely something, you know, if I ended up having, let's say, a colon resection or a big ulcer or something, it'd be something I'd consider to help really heal that.
So how about if someone had colon cancer and had part of their colon removed, would that be something that would be good for them to take?
Yeah, because it'd heal those cuts
sooner,
help them mend back together better.
And would that be something they would stay on?
So usually with those, the human growth hormone releasing, we do about 3 months and then we cycle off for a month or two.
Okay.
And then back on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So probably this is an obvious answer, but they're safe.
They are.
That's my concern.
For the majority of people at the recommended doses, they're extremely safe. Your body is already producing them. So likelihood of having a bad side effect is pretty minimal.
Okay. And you mentioned a lot of them, but how many different peptides? Are there just hundreds?
Yeah, there's books of them.
Really?
Yes. So
you just got to pick out the ones that work best or what's the most popular.
Right. And you may see, I've seen Steve Harvey. I've seen Dana White from, the mixed martial arts. Who else? Kevin Hart. I've seen a bunch of these celebrities talking about there's a particular person that they go to for IV therapy and they get all these peptides. I've seen Hailey Bieber and the Kendall Jenner and the Kardashians. That's what they're doing. They're going somewhere and getting peptide, either infusions or injections, because it's amazing what it does for your body.
So are most of them injections that you would just inject yourself?
The majority of them are. They use a little insulin syringe. And you inject them anywhere from a couple times a week to daily, depending on which it is. But usually, you know, what we do is we teach you how to inject yourself and what the dose is. And then we send them home with you to do.
Okay.
There are a few oral ones. I talked about BPC-157. That's a capsule form. And then there's a few that are actually inhaled through the nose, like a nasal spray. So one that comes to mind is C-Max. It's a great natural drug for anxiety, or it's not a drug, sorry, it's a peptide, but it works great naturally to relieve anxiety, to help you sleep. So there are, you know, several different ways, but I would say the most common is injectable or IV infusion. And then there are some orals and some nasal sprays as well.
So that for anxiety just raises a question, how fast do the peptides usually take effect?
Yeah, usually in a dose or two, you start to notice
really?
The difference.
Mm-hmm. So if you're an athlete really trying to build your muscle for a show, if you're doing competitions, peptides would be awesome. Some of these that you mentioned would be really great for that.
Right. And as far as I know at this time, none of them are banned because they can't test for them. They're naturally
because they're a natural
substance. For instance, there was one of the conferences I went to, one of the main speakers, his son was a Division I discus thrower. And if you've ever seen a discus thrower, you know how they spin and things. Well, his plant foot that he spun on, he had a bad fracture in his foot that should have taken him out of his career forever, or maybe at least the full season, but they injected BPC in it constantly. And he was a month, 6 weeks back out throwing discus competing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It is.
So are there people, medical issues or things that people have that would prevent them from being able to take them?
Yes. I would probably not do NAD, and especially in big doses, if you're undergoing active cancer treatment, mm-hmm. because it does help release insulin and glucose in the cells. And sometimes that helps cancer divide. So that they might not be an option for them. Like I said, people that have melanoma or family history of melanoma, or they freckle really easily and they don't like that, I wouldn't put them on melanotan. Obviously, those are the big ones that come to mind, but for most people, they're safe.
So that actually just raised another question. So if you are taking the weight loss shots, mm-hmm. would the NAD counteract that, since it raises glucose and you're trying to...
It doesn't really raise glucose. It helps your body use it more efficiently.
Oh, okay.
So it helps it, be released more. So it won't counteract it. And in fact, there's some pretty good research that NAD can help with collagen stimulation and retention. So, one of the things that gets a lot of bad rep about the weight loss injections is that people lose muscle, mm-hmm. and not fat. Mm-hmm. And so something like NAD or CJC with Ipamorelin will help them not lose so much fat and maintain their muscle and help them not have what they call the Ozempic face.
Okay. Yeah. So those would be taken, you could take those together and actually get a double benefit.
Yeah, get
potentially
more bang for your buck.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there any blood work or anything that you do ahead of time for people?
We do some basic blood work just to make sure, your kidneys are functioning, like they should. You don't have any crazy abnormality in your white blood cells, things like that. So we do a small blood panel before we get started on those.
So are there any side effects of taking them?
Some of them, it's somewhat dependent on dose. I can tell you myself, and I'm the world's worst at when I want to try something, I want to go full in. So, I started the NAD injections and I started at the max recommended dose. And it's a very weird feeling. I'm not an anxious person, but the best I could say is for about an hour after I took the injection, I almost felt like I was having an anxiety attack. I had someone else say, it feels like you're at the top of the roller coaster, knowing you're getting ready to jump.
Okay. I know that feeling. Yeah.
And I thought that was even a better description.
Yeah.
Now, since then, I've learned to start people at a much lower dose and slowly work up to the recommended dose and don't have that issue.
Okay.
But yeah, if you start right at recommended dose, you may have about an hour of feeling really strange.
Okay. And dry, any dryness of the mouth, anything like that?
Oh, not really. I'd say I just kind of felt a little more spacey, kind of felt like my stomach was up in my chest.
Yeah.
That type of feeling. I have tried the PT-141, which they use a lot for sexual dysfunction. It kind of makes me flush.
Like, okay.
If you've ever taken a pre-workout,
yeah.
And you know that kind of tingly, mm-hmm. fleshy feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that with the PT-141 for a little while. Again, it's what your body does naturally in response to things, but it's just magnified.
Yeah. It's not going to hurt you, though. It's just
not
going to
hurt you. Yeah.
So that kind of brought up, that made me think back to the anxiety, the one for anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
If you were someone that suffered from anxiety, but you didn't want to take true prescription medicine, mm-hmm. for it, you could get this and keep this on hand, or would you use it all the time to prevent anxiety?
It's better to use it regularly,
okay.
for prevention. I've got several people on it because just that, they did not like the way,
yes.
the anti-anxiety meds dull their senses. A lot of them are addictive and they love it. They love it.
What do you know of one that would work for someone on going through chemo treatment, like for nausea and all the feelings? Is there something that would help with that, or is that?
I don't know one
that, okay.
specifically is great for nausea off the top of my head. I'm
okay.
sure there's one out there.
I'm sure there is too,
yeah.
based on.
I just don't know that one.
Okay. And is there a downside to taking them? It doesn't sound like there would be.
I would say probably the biggest is, one, making sure you source it from a reputable place.
Yeah.
You can buy them all over the internet. They're marked for research purposes only, not for human consumption. I would not touch those with a 10-foot pole. We have a patient that was doing that and having all kinds of weird skin and physical reactions.
That seems scary.
It's really scary. I would not be doing that. You know, some of them are cost prohibitive, depending on what your budget is, too. Mm-hmm. They could run anywhere from $100 to $500 a month. So that would be the other downside mm-hmm. to it. But other than that, I think overall, the benefits far outweigh the side effects or the risk. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were talking, it's been maybe a year or so ago, that even you had one, and you may have already mentioned it by number, but for people that needed knee replacement, you were actually using that to help with that, or is that?
That was a stem cell injection.
Oh, so it's different. Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, you could inject, if you've had like a knee replacement, you could inject some BPC-157 in there just to help speed the recovery process.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So for any kind of replacement, shoulder, knee, hip replacement, just to help with that recovery.
Yeah, it's going to take the inflammation down, help your body speed the healing enzymes to that area quicker. So it would definitely be a good adjunct to that.
And would that be something you could take ahead of time around the injection or where the replacement's going to be to help with leading up to it?
You could, absolutely.
I had a friend that had knee replacement, and they gave her injections around her knee like 2 weeks before she was doing them leading up to. Mm-hmm. And she said her pain and the recovery was night and day compared to when she had done the first knee that wasn't done that way. So I'm wondering if it was, she didn't call them peptides. She didn't tell me what they were, but I just wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I've had a couple of shoulder surgeries. I didn't know much about peptides back when mm-hmm. I did that, but I did do some stem cells. On my right side, I did them right before surgery, and I recover from a rotator cuff repair like nobody I've ever seen.
Wow, because that's a tough surgery.
It's a tough surgery. And 12 days out, I was back traveling, flying everywhere, training, crazy. I'd heard so many horror stories.
Yeah.
My left shoulder got tore as well. I hadn't let it go as long. It wasn't as bad. I injected stem cells in those. And that was probably 5 years ago, because it was during COVID. I've yet to have surgery. The pain is gone. It seems to have repaired itself. So
it's so great to have those natural ways to actually make it better.
That's another, getting off topic of peptides a little bit, but we're seeing more and more of people using things like stem cells, exosomes in the aesthetic industry too. You get such a much natural looking result instead of filler, things like that.
Well, and that was a question I was going to bring up. Peptide specific for aesthetics. Are there some?
CJC-1295, like I said, is really good just to help you maintain healthy mm-hmm. collagen. So that would probably be the biggest one I would see aesthetic wise. More research right now in stem cells, exosomes, ERP, PRF, which is where we draw blood, spin it down, and take the platelet-rich plasma or fibrin and re-inject it. And you see a lot of great stuff with that.
Yeah. And the exosomes, talk about that, because you use that a lot, don't you, after?
Yeah, exosomes are a portion of the stem cell.
Okay.
The quality of them are somewhat dependent on where they source them from.
Okay.
So the best source ones are usually from placenta. So they actually have placenta banks that as soon as a woman delivers a baby, that placenta comes out. You know, they're young baby cells. You know how fast babies grow and vein function and things. So like if I pulled my own blood and spun it down, I'm going to have 60-year-old stem
older
cells.
Blood. Yeah.
And so having infant ones are much better. They make some exosomes from plant cells. Plant cells are not going to have this. They may have some good properties, but it's not going to have the same as human ones. Of course, they're processed, gone through banks, sterilized, done all the things that have you have to do to make them safe to inject.
Right.
But yeah, that's a much more natural, healthy, safer aesthetic procedures than filler and things like that.
Yeah. And that there's a pretty short shelf life on those, right? Because they are human.
Yeah, the really good ones that, like I said, come from placenta, they have to be frozen at sub-zero temperatures, kept on dry ice. You have to thaw them and inject them in a certain amount of time. But those are the ones that I see that work the best. Like I said, I've had them done in my shoulders. They're amazing. We've done a few knee injections of people that thought they were headed for total knee or at least, some big time knee surgery, torn meniscus and things. And we have seen amazing results. We did a guy recently, we did his right knee and he was so amazed. And he came back a year later, his left knee was bothering him and we did his left
crazy.
Knee. Yeah.
Wow. You're talking about the PF, what'd you call it?
PRF.
Yeah. I had a senior dog. And then I got my current dog, which was a puppy, and she tore her retina on the senior dog's eye. And when I took her to the vet, they spun her blood and made eye drops out of it. Mm-hmm. And I put that in her eye and it healed it within 2 days.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
We have a pharmacy that we can do that with for people that have very dry eye, can draw their blood, spin it down to the plasma, send it to the pharmacy, and they'll make eye drops for dry eye. And it's incredibly relieving over
regular eye drops that mm-hmm. don't really work.
Yeah.
You just spend your money on the drop.
You're just dropping constantly yeah. in your eyes.
Yeah. Wow. It's so crazy what our own body can do to heal itself using products from your body.
Yeah. It's so much better than a drug that might help one issue, but has 17 side effects to it.
And it affects an organ. And now you have organ issues that you didn't have before because you used a drug to fix something.
So now we're going to give you 3 pills to fix what that one pill messed up. It's awful medicine.
I watched that with my mom. They give her something for one thing and then she backfired and had a couple of issues that then they had to fix that. It's like, it's just a revolving, just a circle of problems.
We're not, unfortunately, our healthcare system in the U.S. is controlled by insurance and big pharma, and they don't want us well.
Yeah.
There's no incentive for them to get us well. So why would they deny the weight loss injections for people for weight loss? You have to be a diabetic. You have to be sick before you can get it. Why couldn't we give it ahead of time? Let them get some weight off, get the insulin resistance down. Get off their blood pressure medicine, not have diabetes.
Right.
But no.
And we've talked about that. Kind of go over some of the what you're seeing with people taking the weight loss injections that are not even part of the weight loss. I mean, they're getting so many other benefits from it.
They really are. They're showing even in what they call microdoses that people having improved cardiovascular health, mood. It's crazy what it's doing to stabilize mood. They're using it for addiction medicine.
That to me is fascinating.
Yeah, whether it's drug addiction, alcohol, gambling, they're finding because it quiets that receptor in our brain that's constantly craving, that excitement or that adrenaline rush or whatever that addiction is triggering. It's just quiets that down where it's not so important anymore.
That's so crazy because you hear so much negativity about the weight loss.
Yeah.
But think of the people that have gotten so healthy because of it, because they have been able to drop weight and then you get all the other benefits along with it.
Yeah, I have a couple that have reached their goal weight quite a while ago and actually started to wean off, but both of them had some issues, one or the other, with anxiety, depression. And they were like, they realized how bad it got again once they got the meds off. So now we're microdosing them like every other week. And they're like, insistent, it's so good for their mental health. They don't ever want to come off of it.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So it's good that you can microdose and they can still benefit from it on that issue and probably not getting their weight back either because they're staying on the microdose.
Yeah, it's still helping with lower that insulin resistance.
Yeah.
Boost your metabolism, quiet those cravings that we have.
And so the shots actually, do they fire up your GLP-1? Is that kind of the... And they also curb your appetite?
So, yeah, they kind of do several things. One, they slow your GI tract down. So you get full quicker. You stay full longer. Your people that usually are overweight, obese, are insulin resistant. And so your pancreas is pumping out insulin like it always should, but it's not getting into the cells. There's something blocking those receptors so that insulin doesn't get on the cell. Well, if the insulin can't get on the cell, it can cause you to use that food as fuel and break it down. We end up storing it as fat because we don't know what to do with it. So it lowers that insulin resistance, lets that bind to those receptors the way that it should. And so you use your food more effectively. And then fourthly, it works on that receptor in our brain that makes us want chocolate or chips or whatever.
Okay. Keeps you from wanting that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating to me.
It is probably
the biggest
advance in medicine of the 21st century.
Wow.
I firmly believe that 10 years from now, probably everybody over 40 will be on some dose of it in some form, just like now. Like everybody I know over 40 is on some sort of statin or lipid lowering medicine.
Which is not great for you, right?
It's really not good. Yeah. And it doesn't really reduce your morbidity or mortality. And they had so many side effects. I would not let me or my family be on it. But yeah, I think it'll be like that, you know.
That's crazy. So you think at that point, insurance will cover it more than they are now?
Hopefully.
From a medical side of it?
I hope so. Every day they're doing research and getting new indications for it.
Yeah.
So eventually the insurance industry will have to catch up. Once Medicare makes a decision, pretty much the other insurers have to follow.
Okay.
So that's what we kind of will watch for. But why would you not want somebody to lose weight, not be a diabetic, which doesn't then cause kidney failure, which doesn't cause high blood pressure, which doesn't cause heart disease? Why would you not want all those consequences? Why are we denying people?
Right.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. And so much of obesity is not necessarily because they eat too much. It's truly part of the makeup of their bodies.
It's partly genetic. You know, it's not a matter of willpower for many people. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, insulin resistance and a lot of things. So
it's so crazy, though. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
So you guys obviously are doing peptides. You've got a lot of people on them.
Yes.
You are something that's part of your business.
It is. We're probably, I don't know a lot of clinics in the area that
have
access to legally approved peptides that are made for human use and that really understand them, dose them, know how to use them.
Yeah. And so you do kind of across the board. So kind of go over what all you do.
Yeah, I do. I think we're more focused on health and wellness.
Okay.
So primarily we do hormone replacement therapy. We do weight loss therapy, peptide therapy. We do some aesthetics just because we have those people that, and I've done it for a long time and they won't go somewhere else. So
right.
we do some aesthetics. We'll be focusing more as we go along on the more natural forms of aesthetics, less filler, more exosomes, stem cells, things like that.
Okay. So you kind of across the board. And talk about on your weight loss, because I think this sets you apart from a lot of other company or businesses in town for the weight loss is your scale that you use to measure.
Yeah. So again, one of the things that the weight loss injections get a bad rap for is people are just losing muscle mm-hmm. mass and they're not losing fat. And I don't find that to be true with our patients because we do have a machine called Steiku, and it is a pretty amazing machine. One measures you electronically from your neck to your calf. So we can see not only what weight you're losing, but the inches. And it's not, you know, subjective to am I putting the tape measure in the same place? Am I tightening it or not? It's computerized.
Because it scans your body. It turns you in a circle, right? And
so
scanning your whole body.
It scans you. It tells us not only what you weigh, what percent of your weight is body fat, versus how many pounds is muscle, how many pounds is fat. And then it tells you how many calories your body burns at rest every day. So by having that information, I can calculate how much protein you need to take a day to avoid muscle loss.
Mm.
I can watch you and let you know, okay, and I know.
You're not eating enough protein.
Yeah. You're not doing what I tell you to do. And so we can adjust your dose based on are you losing fat versus muscle and adjust your diet. And then also like how many calories you need to be on a day because people think, oh, it's just a weight loss shot. It's a magic pill and weight just falls off.
Yeah.
No, you really still have to, you have to be in a calorie deficit to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it easier. You're not starving when you're in a calorie deficit. Your brain's not craving everything under the sun, which usually happens when you try to diet. But you still need to be in a calorie deficit. So we can tell you how many calories you need a day, how much protein, you know, carbs, and then things like that. And we can monitor that you're actually losing fat. You're not losing muscle.
And I love it that it gives you a silhouette of your body. I don't love it so much because it gives you a silhouette of your body, which is overwhelming, but it gives you that silhouette. So every month when you come in, you can see the size changing,
yeah,
which is another motivator. You don't really take a picture of yourself every month.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the outline of your body. So you see that reducing and it's motivating.
Yeah, it really is. As you see that, you know, little tummy is just starting, the outline getting smaller
and
smaller.
Yeah, and the or the waistline, you can see it defining. And that to me is also just really motivating.
It really
see it,
it's
working.
And, you know, for a lot of people, they don't think it gets talked about enough because everybody thinks that the shots are a magic bullet, mm-hmm. and they're not. Some people don't lose weight for several months. We got to get the right dose for you to overcome your insulin resistance and your craving and things like that. But most people are losing inches and maybe losing fat, even though they're building or maintaining their muscle mass. So that really helps also keep them motivated mm-hmm. to see. Because if all you're doing is getting on a scale and you're not seeing pounds fall off, that's depressing. But then I can go, yeah, but you lost an inch in your hip. You lost an inch in your tummy.
Yeah.
You dropped 2 pounds of fat, but you added 2 pounds of muscle. So the scale looks the same. It's much more motivating.
Yeah. And they always say the scale is not what matters anyway. And this, your machine is really proving that, that there's a lot of other things happening and you can actually see it.
Yes.
In an actual printout and
absolutely
picture form of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's exciting. I think that the fact that you guys are doing peptides, there's not many other people doing it in town.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of the source for peptides, and it's kind of goes across the board of things that you can help people with.
Yeah. And we'll see more and more peptides being introduced, replicated, researched. That's probably going to be the biggest advances in medicine
going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exciting. So definitely give you guys a call and come see you. So it's either going to be you or a doctor that they'll see when they come in.
Yeah. So we, our website is www.kineticclinic.net. You can get us at contact@kineticclinic.net, or we're Kinetic Clinic on Instagram, Facebook.
And then your phone number is?
Phone number is 918-574-2376.
All right. Just definitely give them a call.